Ernest Hemingway, the Nobel Prize-winning American writer, first visited the Spanish city of Pamplona 100 years ago in July. In July, people celebrate the Feast of Saint Fermín in Pamplona, where the traditional running of the bulls takes place. The event started more than 700 years ago. For 9 days, people come to the northern Spanish city for bull running, bullfighting, and partying. In July, people celebrate the Feast of Saint Fermín in Pamplona, where the traditional running of the bulls takes place. The event started more than 700 years ago. For 9 days, people come to the northern Spanish city for bull running, bullfighting, and partying. The festival affected Hemingway so deeply that he returned 8 times between 1924 and 1959. Here is a description of what happens at the start of the bull running. The bells would toll 8 times. A rocket would be lit, and the bulls would charge out of the gate. At that moment, a crowd of runners wearing white clothes and red scarves would start to run. They would look back, move, and dance to avoid being gored by the charging bull's horns. Onlookers would cheer them on from balconies above. In 1926, Hemingway wrote his first book, The Sun Also Rises. He wrote about his experiences in Pamplona and established himself as the voice of what became known as the Lost Generation, a generation of people affected deeply by the events of World War I. "I can't stand it to think my life is going so fast, and I'm not really living it," says one character in the book. "Nobody ever lives their life all the way up, except bullfighters," is the answer. Bill Hillman is a 41-year-old English professor from Chicago. He first read The Sun Also Rises while he was in college at the age of 20. When he turned to the last page, he said he knew 2 things. He wanted to become a writer, and he would run in front of Pamplona's bulls someday. Hillman's first running of the bulls was in 2005. He has been running ever since. "I got here, and I was just blown away by it. It was everything in the book, but times 10. It was bigger. It was wilder. It was crazier," he told Reuters. He has been gored twice, in 2014 and 2017. But that has not lessened his interest. "I've basically been kind of following Hemingway's ghost around. I'm a little bit haunted by him," Hillman added. 69-year-old Cheryl Mountcastle first read The Sun Also Rises at her New Orleans high school in Louisiana. For the past 24 years, she has rented the same apartment in Pamplona for the festival with her family. She said the book does not give details about another side of the festival, such as sharing food and dancing in the street. Leoncy Arieta is one of the few remaining Pamplona natives who met Hemingway. The 91-year-old tells Reuters that Hemingway and his 4th wife, Mary Welsh, stayed at her house. It was on their last visit to the festival in 1959, 2 years before Hemingway's death. Arieta remembers that Hemingway wrote, drank vodka, and shocked the family by removing the crucifixes from the wall and putting them away. Last year, 1.7 million people came to the festival, also known as San Fermines. They left 1,200 tons of broken glass and other waste behind. A place on a balcony with a good view of the bull running event can cost $220 per person. Pamplona native Miguel Izu has written about the festival's links to Hemingway. He believes the writer's influence on its popularity has not been as large as people say. Before Hemingway, tourists were already coming, especially from France, Izu explained. However, Izu acknowledges that Pamplona is still using Hemingway to gain attention. "We made him into a sort of San Fermín's icon," he said. But not every foreigner at the festival has been coming because of Hemingway. Australian William Cappell and his friends learned about San Fermín's by watching YouTube. Asked if they had ever heard of Hemingway, Cappell said, "Nah, should we look him up?" I'm Jill Robbins.